Our guest at the cafe this morning, Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You've had a program going this summer called Aspire.
Yes, sir.
And this came out, did it not, of the meetings that took place within the past year of how can we improve the quality of life in commerce in general?
Yes, sir.
Well, talk a little bit about some of the things that have been taking place this summer.
Well, first thing I'm going to talk about is the summer program, the Texas A&M Commerce Summer Experience that was done through the Aspire program, and it was an amazing program. What we did was we had about 90 to 100 kids kids going into first through fifth grade, through sixth grade, that we wanted to make sure that we offered some sort of a summer school for them. And it was academically oriented. So from 8 to 12 in the morning, they did academics. Now, all those kids that signed up for that program and decided to participate were also given the opportunity to go over to the rec center and some other places, but from 12 to 2:30 to experience what the college had to offer, whether it was the rec center, whether it was
Planetarium.
Yes, sir. They went out to Ag. They went to the Blueberry. They went to a lot of different things and saw a lot of different things and had a lot of different programs. Dr. Pruitt with Health Ed was really instrumental in helping that. Dr. Reed with the Department of Education was really, really big in helping us with that. President Keck was the one that signed off on everything, so we had a lot of support, and we had a lot of not only our students but college students that were really involved, and they did exceptional. Mm-hmm. Getting to listen to those college students and some of the teachers that helped facilitate the program at a meeting that we had after it all over, it was a great experience for them, too. It was really neat to hear from them.
And these were mostly, as far as the Commerce ISD students, these were students that you all judged to be in need of a little extra instruction over the summertime.
Yes, sir. If you look, where most students fall off is in the summer when they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. They have two parents that are working. They have 100 different things going on. But academics isn't a priority for them in the summer. Well, we're trying to stop that summer loss. And if we can stop that summer loss, they start at the beginning of the next year ahead. Well, that may just be a little bit over 1 year. But over a whole, school career, that all adds up to grade levels of improvement. So, though we don't expect there to be a silver bullet to solve any of our academic problems, this is one more little piece of the puzzle that we can add to help our students be more successful.
Now, these were regular Commerce ISD teachers who taught the kids during the summer?
Yes, sir. The ones that we had on the campus were the regular Commerce ISD teachers. And then the college ran the college side of it.
Uh-huh.
But it was exceptional.
And so good, great. But then those teachers got a little extra income.
Yes, sir.
For teaching.
We do some summer stipends to help them out. But they get to identify the kids. They know those kids. They're the professionals in that classroom. So it was a great thing to have.
And those were all elementary age kids?
That whole group was grades K through 5, basically.
Okay, good. We're talking with Charlie Alderman. Charlie is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD. Well, of course, school's going to start very early here compared to previous years. Although we're kind of going back to the way it was a number of years ago, where you have
I was in school here. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So August 7th is the date.
It's the first day of school.
So the philosophy of this is eventually you're kind of working toward year-round school, aren't you? Really.
Well, no, we're trying.
Or something approximating the university calendar.
Yes, okay. We're trying to get something more similar because that's what our community fits. Our community, the university is the biggest part of our community.
Right.
So we're trying to get in line with them as much as possible. At the same time, we're also trying to minimize any of those spread open areas like summers that's 3.5 months long to stop some of that retention loss. Also, there's a ton of research that shows that breaks, at every 9 weeks or something, help students maintain and teachers to maintain their passion for what they're doing so they don't lose focus as much. So we're trying to attack it from a lot of different angles to help our students be successful.
What will the first break in the school year be that you wouldn't have had otherwise?
We'll have an October break. We'll have a week at October, the third week in October, I believe, that we will have off. Now, admin, everybody besides teachers and students will still be working. But teachers and students will have that week off.
Mm-hmm. Athletics, I guess, they continue.
Yes, sir. Just like during spring break. Spring break, we still have baseball, softball, everything else going on. Any of your extracurricular activities that have a season or sport, that's when they're doing it.
And the school year will end earlier.
Yes, sir.
When will it end?
May the 17th.
Is that right? Well, that's a lot earlier.
Well, for us, it's about 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah, well, that's significant.
Yes, sir. Some schools are actually ending earlier than we are, but they're not doing as many breaks.
Any other schools that are starting August 7th around here?
Nothing, none that I know off the top of my head.
When,
I know.
When are most of them starting?
Some of them are starting the 14th, a week later.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be pretty typical.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you all about a week ahead.
We may be just about a week ahead of
average.
A lot of them.
All right, good. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.